You have just become familiar with the Dashboards tab in Salesforce Classic. Let's have a quick look at the Dashboards tab in Lightning Experience, where you will see a completely redesigned Dashboards homepage. This page provides easier ways to find, sort, create, and view the dashboards. Lightning Experience provides various options on the side panel to filter the dashboards according to your requirements and display the results. You can also click each column heading to sort the dashboard list by the column name. In order to reverse the sort order, you can click the column heading again. You can also directly view and delete dashboards by clicking the arrow button. However, Lightning Experience comes with certain limitations. After saving a dashboard in Lightning Experience, you can't edit it in Salesforce Classic. Instead of editing a Salesforce Classic dashboard in Lightning Experience, you should clone the dashboard and then edit the clone. You cannot create, edit, schedule, refresh, or delete the filtered and dynamic dashboards in Lightning Experience. You can just view them. Each segment of a funnel chart represents the data from the summary row of a grouping, and the size of the segment is determined by the value of the summary field you select. Funnel charts allow you to show the proportions among multiple groupings in an ordered set. For example, use a funnel chart to visually display the value of opportunities at each stage in your sales pipeline. A scatter chart lets you plot two numerical summary fields against one another in order to visualize the correlation between values of a particular grouping on a report. For instance, use a scatter chart to analyze the correlation between the value of closed opportunities for sales reps and their win rates. This is essential to recognize if reps handling more opportunities are more successful than reps comparatively handling fewer opportunities.